Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The great social commentator and part-time theologian, Winnie the Pooh, once observed, "Sometimes the smallest things take up the most room in your heart." Well, you know, some people feel that to be Christian means doing a number of things, and the more we do, the better Christians we are, or the holier we are. This does not really reflect the gospel at all. What is important in the Christian life is not to rush into a multitude of exterior works, no matter how important they are. The logic of the spiritual life is first and foremost to receive. As today's first reading from the letter of St. John says, we are to love because God loved us first. God calls us to love, but it is necessary to learn to receive. This is the most important, but probably one of the most difficult parts of being a Christian. On a human level, it's sometimes easier to give than to receive, to love than to let yourself be loved. That ultimately is pride, because receiving love requires real humility, because it is to recognize that I need the other person. I need God. God's love is given freely. It's not deserved. And our shortcomings don't prevent God from loving us. We need to be freed of that terrible, discouraging sense that we must become good enough to deserve to be loved. God loved us first. Soren Kierkegaard said, "To cheat oneself out of love is the most terrible deception." Receive, be loved first, and only then are we able to give the best of ourselves. Let us pray. O God, who through your Son raised up your eternal light for the nations, grant that your people may come to acknowledge the full splendor of their Redeemer, that bathed evermore in his radiance they may reach everlasting glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.